Which one are you?
I'm Abel.
A lot of people, they don't know it, that we are not the children of Abel or Cain, because both are out. 1,900 years later, there is a third boy named Shiz. That Shiz is the second prophet to us. Well, there are three. Adam and Eve, they have three children. We come to that three children at the end of book six. Yes?
That's an always
Since Noah had enjoyment of that jewel,
he showered pearls in the air of the Sea of Sol. From that mighty radiance, the spirit of Abraham went fearlessly into the flames of the fire.
Okay, just by listening to it, does it click? What is he talking about? He's talking about a light, a very special light, which is the maker of all this good stuff historically we know. The Adam got the wisdom from that light. She's got it from that light. Noah from... Everybody will get it from that light. That, let's say, that sparkle, which is in some people, suddenly they fall in love, they become artists, they go out of the domain of the logic. It's one light. Why do we say light? Because to Rumi, God compared himself with light. That's the only thing he did. That's so many years ago. Now we realize that the only exception in the universe is light. Everything in the universe has a body. Light doesn't. Everybody in the universe is trying hard to run, but they cannot run as fast as the light. If anything goes as fast as light, it stops being. It vanishes. But the light is here and is doing that silly thing that we honestly don't understand. Something which is carrying the highest energy in the existence. Each particle in the existence has some kind of energy. Electrons, they have this cinetic energy moving around, and it's you could even calculate it. How many energy is here, how many energy is here? In the photon is quote unquote unlimited. With that kind of energy, with that speed, it will knock my face and will turn around immediately, goes into your eyes. Nothing could do that. It should go like a bullet through me. It doesn't. Does all the exceptions that should not exist, exist in light. Light is that stuff. The speed of light, now we understand it. In Rumi's time, there is no such thing, but even before that, God is compared only with light. For one simple reason it started. There is a verse of Rumi, Penhanze dideha vahamed dideha azubust, an aashkar sanat penhan. Something invisible, that every visibility comes from that. I would love to see that impossible stuff, which is quite visible, but it's so hidden. We know nothing about light, and the only visible stuff comes with the light. And light itself is not visible. Because of this stuff, it says, we compare it to light. Light. Light on this part of it, putting light on that part of it, you will see this part, that part, that part. You forget about the light, which is the beginner, the creator of all of this. When you look at yourself, you will see your hand, you will see your eyes, your ears, you will see your thought, history, knowledge, memory, all of that. But you don't see the fellow who's pushing you to jump out and look at something. That's the one we're talking about. Yes?
When Ismail fell into the stream thereof, he laid his head before his flashing knife. The soul of David was heated by its rays. Iron became soft in his hand loom. When Solomon was suckled on union with it, the demon became a thrall to his command and obedient. When Jacob bowed his head to the destiny, it illumined his eye with the scent of his son. When the moon-faced Joseph beheld that son, he became so wide awake in the interpretation of dreams.
Now is the best example. Best example of the light. What is the best historic example of light? It's the story of Moses. You know that the fullest story we have is Moses. Because it's the problem of the breath and the body, Pharaoh and Moses, period. Moses will come back and will talk to his wife. He said, "You know what happened today? I was talking with God. He said, put your hand inside your jacket." And I did. When I brought out my hand, it was like a sun, bright with light. Up to here, what do you do when you do this? You touch your heart. He touches his heart, his hand becomes illuminated. The wife will say, "I want to see that." This is will become later in this book. "I want to see that." You say, "No, you go blind." You say, "But I want to see it." No, you go blind. You say, "Okay, you know what? I'll come. I have two eyes. I lose one. Just let's see it." You say, "Moses will bring that. It's so beautiful." She will pick up the hand. She goes blind, totally. The neighbors will come to her and say, "Don't you feel bad? You lost both your eyes." She said, "Of course I feel bad. I wish I had 1,000 eyes and all of them will go blind. Because I saw it." Then Ruth will say, "If your eyes will see that light and you go blind, good for you. If your eyes doesn't see that light, what's the use of your eyes? Forget about it." Here, he will go step by step, and you notice that it goes prophet by prophet by prophet by prophet. Why? Because these prophets, really one by one, they came in the order of this thinking. Yes. These are made up stories. Do you really think that a guy did this and this became fluorescent? That's not what we're talking about. It's not a voodoo. We're talking about meaning. Somebody who could touch his heart, his hand will become illuminated. That's how we make this story. Because these are all made up stories to transfer a meaning. Meaning is in this. For so many generations, we practice this to put it together. That's why that big story, everybody believes in it, because it's perfectly done. All the little details over there, they are worked on and they are polished in a lovely way that when you understand these stories, then sit down somewhere and listen to one of these narrations. You will go drunk because it's so beautifully made. One of the best examples is Joseph. Who is Joseph? beauty. Nothing else. It's beautiful. Period. What will happen to beauty? First, beauty will be admired by someone who created the beauty. Right? This is how Jacob loves Joseph. Beauty will provoke the jealousy and envy. These are the brothers. Then, beauty should pay a huge price to be hidden in a well, to come out. This was the first part of the story of the beauty. Then, intelligence wants to rape the beauty. Whenever you say a beautiful painting, they say, how much does it cost? That's how it works. Intelligence is like that. This is Zuleika. She's a married woman, but wants to rape the beauty. Because this is what the beauty is. Then, beauty is imprisoned. And as long as is looking for help from here and there, will remain in the prison. Only the source could bring him out of the prison and give a simple, understandable rhythm to the life. That's 7 years, 7 years doing this, doing that. All because of beauty. Imagine you will be the writer. You write a story that at the end, Joseph will put all his brothers in Guantanamo Bay and will torture them because they did it to him. There is no beauty anymore. In the story of Joseph, you will not find an ugly detail because this is a made-up story to represent the beauty, to give you the idea of the beauty. Yes?
Have you explained all the other prophets?
Pardon me?
Have you explained all the other prophets in this manner?
Like, here?
No, I'm no. saying...
You mean explained or studied?
Now I understand a little bit more no. the story of Joseph. Have you done that with each other?
Yes.
Prophet?
Oh, definitely. Oh, in childhood, I was blessed to be punished. Honestly, it was a punishment. I had to go to two different schools. And one was the old-fashioned way, and I will learn all those stories over there. Then I come to the other school and say, what is this nonsense? So they tried to explain it to me. And later I did it to old Buddhism and a little bit about those apparently non-believing Zen blah blah blah, and I found it in all of it, and I found shocking similarities with the folk story of indigenous people here in their stories, how it works, how they give you the detail, because no matter where, when they want to talk about that real deep wisdom in the human being, they talk about light. Whenever, wherever they wanted to talk about the flow of knowledge is a river. It doesn't matter if Siddhartha is looking, being on the bridge, looking at the river and listening to the story, or somewhere else. It's always a river, because that will give you the feeling. All these stories are perfectly made for a deeper meaning.
So will you share with us this deeper meaning, or you have already shared it with the class before?
Well, with this class,
yeah.
We don't have that much time here. Especially with the talkative people like you.
Thank you so much.
When the rod ran water from the hand of Moses, it made one mouthful of Pharaoh's empire. When Jesus, the son of Mary, found its ladder,